I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A survey by the Pew Research Center found that 8 out of 10 Chinese think their country is headed in the right direction, and 96% of Chinese believe the upcoming Beijing Olympic Games will be successful. For the relative few who do have a bone to pick, Chinese Olympics authorities announced today that they're setting up special protest zones. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
There is a precedent for protest zones in China during big international events. During the United Nations Women's Conference 13 years ago, protesters were allowed to go to one patch of grass miles outside of Beijing, far away from the official conference. Today, Beijing Olympic Safety Department head Liu Xiaowu announced the creation of similar Olympic protest zones. He said, "We've designated a few parks where protesters can express their views, three parks to be exact, each of them well away from the Olympic venues. What's more, protesters can't just show up. They have to apply in advance for permission to protest. And even the Chinese who are willing to go through all that still face the likelihood of being videotaped and possibly questioned or even detained afterward." John Kam runs the Dui Hua Foundation, which negotiates for the release of Chinese political prisoners. He says the right to protest, guaranteed by the Chinese Constitution, reminds him of an old Cold War joke.
Of the debate between the American diplomat and the Soviet diplomat. And the American was very proud of the fact that in the United States we have freedom of speech. And the Soviet diplomat replied that under the Soviet Constitution, you have freedom of speech, to which the American diplomat said, "Yes, but in America we have freedom after speech."
And actually, Chinese often don't even get the right to make the speech, because to protest lawfully, they're supposed to apply to the local public security bureau 5 days in advance, describe the subject of the demonstration, the possible slogans that will be chanted, and the number of demonstrators. Protests are not allowed if they're seen to harm social stability or national unity. In practice, that means most protests are not officially allowed. Tens of thousands happen anyway every year over issues like land grabs, corruption, and polluting factories. In such cases, the government's approach tends to be to placate the masses and arrest the organizers. An activist named Ye Guoju, who lost his southern Beijing home to Olympics-related development, was arrested 4 years ago when he tried to organize a 10,000-person march of others who had lost their homes. He told me this shortly before he was arrested.
"We are fighting for a bright future where Chinese can enjoy real human rights and democracy. Now it's like we're living in hell. We have no freedom of speech. We have no room to live."
Ye Guoju's prison term was supposed to end this Saturday, but his family got word yesterday that police had moved him, and they wouldn't say where he is now. Another activist, Du Daobin, was arrested this week, just days before his 4-year parole was set to expire. His original suspended sentence was for posting essays on the internet in support of another dissident. It's a common practice for China's security forces to crack down on known dissidents before big events. But what about foreign visitors who try to protest, especially if they don't strictly follow the rules? John Kam of the Dui Hua Foundation.
"Foreigners can actually be convicted of inciting subversion. But I am aware of not aware of a single foreigner who's ever been convicted of inciting subversion. Can you imagine the spectacle of a foreigner being convicted of inciting subversion and being sent to prison in China? So if you do protest, you probably will be detained, spend a couple of unpleasant evenings in a detention house, if that, and put on a plane out."
Chinese authorities have signaled they believe that when it comes to foreign protesters, prevention is the best approach. The squeeze on visas in recent weeks has left some hotels with many empty rooms. Outdoor cafes have been told to bring their chairs inside, lest unruly crowds gather. And security checks have been stepped up around the city. That's led some to complain that this is taking all the fun out of the Olympics. Olympic Safety Department head Liu Xiaowu says that's not the intention. He said, "We truly do want to preserve the festive and joyful atmosphere of the Olympics, but with so many people coming, the common enemies of the world community, that is to say, terrorists, will want to come along and promote their goals. If they do, Liu said, China's security forces will be ready for them. And if non-terrorist protesters break out of their designated patches in the parks and seek a more prominent platform, the security forces are ready for them, too. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.